And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
You should have seen my face when I opened that box of trains, Whit. I was like a kid in a candy store.
Well, I've always loved trains.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, sure.
Are you in the mood for fast food? I could pull into that seafood place here.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, I've been collecting trains for years, but I've just run out of space at Wit's End, and it seemed a shame for them to be gathering dust in a warehouse. J&J Antiques is the perfect place to showcase them.
Thanks for thinking of us. Oh, good. No one in the drive-thru.
Ah, well, this is a pretty new place. Maybe no one's heard about it.
Welcome to the Seven Seas. Can I interest you in a life-size meal deal?
Wit?
I'll have a shrimp salad.
And I'll have the filleted chicken and fish combo, please.
All right. I have a shrimp salad and a splayed urchin fish combo. Is that right?
That's fine.
Well, please pull around.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, Jack. He got your order completely wrong.
It's all right.
Well, don't you want to correct him?
We don't have to make a big deal about it.
Well, if you say so.
Anyway, the only problem is I can't start sorting through those trains for quite a while.
Why not?
We're right in the middle of doing inventory.
Huh.
It'll be weeks before I even get a good look at the trains.
Well, have you thought of hiring some short-term help?
It's a thought. We certainly have enough work to keep somebody busy.
Yeah, an ad in the newspaper might do the trick.
Good idea.
Huh? That'll be $7.50.
Here you go.
Thanks. Hey, you let us know what you think of the splayed urchin. Nobody's ever ordered it before. You must be adventurous.
Pretty much describes me, doesn't it, Whit? Adventurous.
Oh, you're a regular Magellan, Jack.
You got that right.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Antique furniture in that corner.
Wow, that's great, Mr. Alien.
That's Alan, PJ.
Sorry, Mrs. Allen. And what's in there? Historic bathrooms?
Well, actually, that's a collection of local antiques, things we've acquired from around Odyssey.
You could fit my whole family in that bathtub.
You have a big family?
Nah, I'm an only child, but I have a split personality.
What?
I'm only joking. It's so great that I can make jokes at work. When I saw your help wanted ad in the newspaper, I didn't know this place was so fun.
Oh, we're glad you're so excited. We're happy to have you.
Excited? Nothing. PJ now stands for perfectly joyful. How can I start?
The storage room is right through this door. You'll be doing a lot of your work in here.
Wowzers. Look at this place. I get to spend my time in a room full of old stuff?
That's right. Every few years, we do a full inventory of the shop, and each item needs to be cataloged.
Neato! This will be like working where they hid the Ark of the Covenant.
I doubt you'll find that in here.
Then again, you never know with this place. Think you can handle it, PJ?
Are you kidding? From this point on, PJ stands for professional and judicious. Can you say wicked awesome cool, Mr. Allen?
I'm afraid I might sprain something, but that's great, PJ.
I'm finding archaeological treasures and getting paid to further my education. Does life get any better than this?
Telling the truth is hard sometimes. It hurts to be honest, but it's exactly what we're commanded to do. Well, it sounds like church is about to start, so to sum it up, let me leave you with a Bible verse. It's from Proverbs 26:28, which says, "A lying tongue hates those it hurts." See, we've been focusing a lot on how lying hurts us and how it hurts God, but have you ever thought about how much lying hurts other people? Think about that this week. Now, does anybody have any questions before we go? Yes, Tamika.
Do we get the ice cream now?
Ice cream?
Yeah, you said that if we worked hard on this section, we'd get ice cream this week.
Oh, that's right, but I decided not to bring it.
What? Mr. Whittaker, you promised!
Well, I just said that so you would work hard.
You lied to us?
Maybe.
Oh, I get it.
See how you felt? I did bring the ice cream.
Yes.
But the moment you thought I had lied to you, how did you feel?
Shocked.
Really mad.
Well, you see, lying makes people lose respect for you. Don't you agree?
I do now.
All right, we'll have the ice cream in the fellowship hall after church, and I'll see you there.
You really had me going there for a second, Mr. Whitaker. I was really mad at you.
Yeah, and every time you saw me after that, you probably would have thought about the time that I lied about the ice cream, right?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what dishonesty does.
Yeah. Mr. Whitaker, from now on, I'm going to be more honest. No matter how hard it is, I'm going to tell the truth.
That's a pretty big promise, but it's a noble one.
Jack?
Oh, hi, Joanne. Is it closing time yet?
Oh, it was closing time an hour ago. Those trains must be pretty interesting to keep you holed up in here.
Oh, they're amazing. I can't believe how well preserved they are. Oh. The cars, the tracks, all of it's in perfect condition.
Sounds like Whit had a real gold mine saved away.
Oh, he certainly did. By the way, how did PJ do with the cataloging today?
You didn't see any of his work yet?
I'm afraid not. Though he did stop in once or twice to say that PJ now stood for peanut butter and jelly or something like that.
Oh.
Is there a problem?
Oh, maybe. I was checking his entries into the inventory catalog. Take a look. Huh? He's got the numbers in the wrong columns, and I can't even read his writing on the bottom part.
It's a little sloppy, all right.
It's not the only thing. When I asked him to look up those Hoggard books online, he was on the computer forever. When I went to check on him, I caught him looking at electronics websites.
Maybe I should talk to him about it tomorrow.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe encourage him to be more meticulous.
Right. It's only...
What's wrong?
Well, I don't want to hurt his feelings by telling him he's doing everything wrong on his first day. He's so excited about the job.
Well, we don't want to discourage him, but if he keeps up like this, all his work will be wasted. I can't even use this catalog.
You're right. I'll talk to him first thing tomorrow.
God, help me be truthful today, no matter how much it hurts. Amen. This shouldn't be so bad.
Hey, Tamika, did you notice anything about me?
Yeah, you did something to your hair.
I cut it. Do you like it?
It looks like you're wearing a possum on your head.
Tamika!
Just telling the truth. Marvin, would you stop that drumming? I've heard better beats from a jackhammer. It's terrible.
What?
I'm just telling the truth. Hey, Annie, I read your article about the baseball team in the paper.
So did you like it?
No.
Why not?
I've seen better writing on cereal boxes.
Tamika, that's mean.
Sorry, but I'm just telling the truth.
Mr. Allen?
Ah, PJ. Come in.
Mrs. Allen said you wanted to see me?
Yes, I did. Sit down.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we need to talk about the work you've done with the antiques. I'm glad that you're enjoying what you're doing. But...
Enjoying it? Are you kidding? PJ now stands for pizzazz and joviality. I can hardly get to sleep at night. I'm having so much fun.
Really? Well, that's great, PJ. Now, I need to discuss something with you. Joanne noticed that yesterday...
Before you say anything, can I say that I think that you and Mrs. Allen are great people to work for? I wish I had grandparents like you when I was younger.
Well, thank you. That's very generous. But I wanted to talk about some of the work you've been doing here, the quality of it.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been meaning to ask you, how am I doing at the best job in the world?
Well, you're...
Yeah?
You're doing the job as only you could do it, PJ.
Really? Wow. Coolness, Mr. Allen. Oh, thank you. I'd better get back to it then.
Go ahead.
See you later.
Yeah, that went well.
Wow, that was so good. The acting was fantastic. What did you think, Tamika?
I don't know. The whole thing was kind of, well, boring.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just loved this musical when I was a girl. I wanted to share it with you.
I would have fallen asleep, but the music was so annoying that I couldn't.
Okay. Well, I've got another special surprise for you. We're going to the Silver Wind restaurant. It's really fancy.
You know, I'd rather go home and get out of these itchy clothes.
Are you sure? I mean, we don't get a girls' night out very often.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just telling the truth.
It's all right. It's not your fault. I should have tried to make it more interesting.
Are you okay, Mom?
Let's just head home.
Hey, it's over here. No, where did I put that thing?
Hey, there you are. What are you doing back here? I thought you'd be working on the model trains.
Well, I had to tie up some loose ends.
What are you cataloging? I thought we assigned PJ to do that crate.
Did we?
Yes, we did. You and I stood right here. Wait a minute. Are you doing his work for him?
What makes you say that?
Jack, you shouldn't have to do that.
Well, after checking the work he did, I realized it needed a little tidying up.
So, even after you talked to him about his work habits, he didn't improve?
Well,
Jack, you did talk to him, right?
I didn't use those words exactly.
Jack?
Well, I'm sure he'll get better with time.
Maybe. But don't you think it's hard to improve if no one teaches you how to do a job in the first place?
Well, he seems like a fast learner, and he'll learn a lot by observing. He said he wanted to work as many hours as he could.
That reminds me. Did you see his time card?
No. Don't tell me it's messy, too.
No, it's very neat. But he wrote his hours down incorrectly.
Oh?
Yes. His card showed more hours than he actually worked. Take a look.
Oh, I'm sure it's a mistake. Let me see that.
It's just something to keep an eye on.
Right. I'll talk to him in the morning. And this time, I'll tell him everything.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hold on for a second, Tamika. Let's see. Whipped cream. Drizzle with hot fudge right off the burner. And place a cherry perfectly centered on top. There. Ta-da!
Wow, I've never seen a sundae like that before.
Ah, that's because there's never been one like it before. I just invented it.
What's in it?
I call it my A Nut Above the Rest sundae. I blended ground pecans, walnuts, almonds, and macadamias into the ice cream mix itself. And then I covered the sundae with coconut, whipped cream, and chocolate syrup.
And a cherry.
Oh, and a cherry. So, now that my masterpiece is complete, all I need is a taste tester. Do I have a volunteer?
Be the first one to taste your new sundae? Wow, what an honor.
Here's a spoon.
Thank you. Here goes.
Well?
Yuck.
Uh-oh.
That's gross. For a second, I thought I was eating a treat.
Really? Yeah. Oh, it's that bad?
It's terrible. It was like chewing on gravel and stale butter.
Oh. Ugh. Well, it sounds like I need to do a little more work on it.
You got that right. Check around to see if somebody gives an award for Worst Flavor of the Year, because you might have a contender. In fact, they might create a new category.
All right, Tamika, I get the point. I'll give it another go around tonight.
Good.
Tamika, is something wrong?
No, everything's great. Why?
Well, it's not like you to be so...
rude?
Well, yeah.
That's what my dad said this morning. But I'm not being rude. I'm being honest.
Uh-huh, I see. So this is about our Sunday school lesson, huh?
Yeah. I had to tell my dad that he looked fat, tell Marvin that his song sounded awful, tell Ashley that she couldn't write, tell my teacher that he can't spell, and tell my mom that our special night was boring.
Yes, I see.
Is something wrong?
Well, not necessarily, but I'm wondering if you might be going about this the wrong way. It sounds like you're hurting people's feelings.
But you said that honesty can hurt sometimes.
Oh, yeah, sure it can, but that doesn't mean that we try to make it hurt. We can cushion the blow.
So you mean that I should be nice and not tell people what I really think?
Oh, no, of course not. But how you tell them is just as important as what you tell them. Well, for example, instead of telling Ashley that she can't write, What about telling her the things she did well, and then suggest some way she can improve?
I guess that would work.
I think the key is to always speak honestly, but be gentle. A few words can make all the difference. Ephesians 4:15 says, "Speak the truth in love." So God wants us to be very honest, but very loving too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Now I have to figure out the gentle way to say something to you.
Well, go ahead and try me.
Mr. Whitaker, I don't mean to be rude, but you might want to check your burner.
My...
The hot fudge is boiling over.
Oh my goodness. There. And in some situations, you have to speak the truth loudly and quickly.
PJ?
Oh! Hello, Mr. Allen. I'm filling out my time cards. PJ stands for prompt and just as diligent, after all.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah. PJ, I should have brought this up earlier, and I'm sorry about that.
What's wrong?
Well, Joanne and I have noticed a steady loss of quality in your work here. It's hard to read your entries in the catalog, and yesterday I noticed you didn't finish some of the work that you said you did. We think you might be getting a little less than careful in your work.
Wowzers. This is serious stuff, man.
Don't take it too hard. I should have talked to you when I first noticed the problem. It's mostly my fault, so... How about we take the next hour or so, and I'll show you a quick, efficient way to catalog these antiques. What do you say?
I say yikes. I thought I was doing great, and now I find out that maybe I'm not cut out for my dream job. Boy... It blows my mind.
It's not that serious. You need a little guidance, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get started. Here's my time card.
Thanks. Oh.
What's the matter?
What are these hours on Wednesday night?
Oh, that? I came in to do a little extra work, like you said I could.
But you weren't here on Wednesday night.
Yes, I was.
No. You couldn't have been. Since I was in here fixing your mistakes.
You were? Huh. Can you imagine the two of us being in the same room at the same time and not running into each other? That's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah. Joanne said you put too many hours on your last time card, too.
Well, that's because I love working here so much, and you guys are so fun and neat that I can't resist being here.
PJ, please, no more stalling. What's going on?
All right. You don't have to drag it out of me. I put down more hours because I really needed to earn that money fast for my family.
I thought you said you were earning that money for college.
Aw, man. Now I gotta tell you the whole thing. I'm not going to college, all right? My family's poor and I needed that money so I could feed them. My little sister hasn't eaten in weeks.
Your little sister? The first day you said you were an only child.
Oh, well, yeah, that was because... Well, all right, I mean, I said that, but it... Oh, man, fine. I'll tell you everything. Really, I wanted that money because I needed to buy something important.
What?
A 65-inch projection TV.
Oh, of course, a TV. PJ, I'm afraid I can't do this anymore.
Well, do what?
I can't have an employee who's dishonest.
Oh, I agree completely.
Meaning, I can't have you working here anymore.
I know. I wouldn't want me here either after what I did. I'll try to fix that in the future.
I'm sorry, but I'm not talking about the future. I'm saying I can't have you working here at all.
Well, you mean you're firing me?
Yes, PJ. I'm sorry.
Yikes. How unfun.
Mom?
Hi, Tamika. Could you hand me the mayonnaise out of the fridge, sweetie?
Sure. What you making?
Chicken salad sandwiches.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, could we talk about our girls' night out?
We don't have to talk about that anymore.
I think we do. When you asked me about it the other day, I didn't tell you everything.
There's more?
Yeah. See, I forgot to tell you how cool it was that you put so much time into planning a night for me. And how great it was that I have a mom who could spend a whole evening with me.
Really?
Yeah. Thanks for making it special.
But you didn't like it.
I think I was in the wrong mood. Maybe we should try it again sometime.
All right. Should we try again, say, next week?
Yeah.
How about we go to Littleton's restaurant this time?
To be honest, that sounds great.
Great.
Welcome to the Seven Seas. Can I interest you in a life-size meal deal?
No, thank you. I'll have the chicken salad with ranch dressing and an iced tea, please.
Sir, was that a Caesar salad with ranch and an ice water?
Yes. Actually, no. It was a chicken salad with ranch and an iced tea.
Got it, sir. Chicken and ranch sandwich.
Not quite. It's a chicken salad with ranch and an iced tea.
Sorry about that, sir. Okay, I have a chicken salad sandwich with ranch and an iced water.
You know what? Cancel that. How about a splayed urchin and fish combo, please?
In today's episode, Whit and Tamika talked about Ephesians 4:15, which says, "Speak the truth in love." Both Jack and Tamika were overlooking different parts of that verse. Tamika certainly knew how to speak the truth, but was forgetting that we need to be loving even while we're telling the truth. On the other hand, Jack was definitely showing love by not wanting to hurt PJ's feelings, but he wasn't speaking the truth. We should all remember what Jack and Tamika learned, to always tell the truth, even if it's painful, but also remember how it may affect people's feelings. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family, and That's the Truth was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Alan Young, Janet Waldo, J. Karen Thomas, Courtney Brown, and Scott Menville. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy, with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.